Welcome to B Movie Bliss. Ladies and gentlemen, space invaders and B movie enthusiasts, welcome to another mind blowing episode of B Movie Bliss. I'm your host, Brian, the intergalactic cinephile with a penchant for the peculiar. And today, oh boy, we're diving headfirst into the cosmic chaos that is Night of the Comet. Picture this, the 80s, big hair, even bigger shoulder pads, and a comet making a pit stop closer to Earth than your nosy neighbor peeping through your curtains. What can go wrong, right? Well, grab your popcorn and buckle up, because Night of the Comet is about to take you on a joyride through apocalypse that's more 80s than a John Hughes movie marathon. Now, I know what you're thinking. Brian, why should I subject myself to a movie that sounds like it was written on the back of a napkin during an aerobics class? Well, my dear listeners, that's the magic of B-movies. They're so bad, they're good. Like the mullet of cinema. But hold on to your parachute pants, folks, because Night of the Comet isn't your typical post-apocalyptic romp. No, no. This film has everything. Zombies, scientists with questionable motives, and two badass sisters who prove that hairspray is not only a fashion statement, but also a weapon of choice. So, if you're ready to time travel back to a neon-soaked apocalypse and witness a comet that has more sequins than stardust, you're in for a treat. Night of the Comet is like the 80s threw up on the end of the world, and we're here to revel in the glorious mess. But before we embark on this cosmic journey, a quick reminder to subscribe, rate, and share B-Movie Bliss, because let's face it, your friends need to hear about this cinematic masterpiece. Now, grab your leg warmers, adjust your Walkman, and let's dive into the hilarious, bizarre world of Night of the Comet. In the vast realm of cinema, there exists a subgenre so peculiar and charming that it defies conventional categorization, the so-bad-it's-good phenomenon. It's a realm where Night of the Comet reigns supreme, a film that blends post-apocalyptic dread with a generous dose of 1980s niche. In this review, we embark on a cosmic romp through the quirky and endearing world of Night of the Comet, a film that, despite its flaws, manages to carve out a unique space in the hearts of those who appreciate cinema at its most delightfully bizarre. The movie kicks off with a cosmic event, a comet passing dangerously close to Earth. While most of humanity gathers to witness the celestial spectacle, a handful of survivors find themselves immune to the comet's effects, having been shielded in steel-lined rooms. The rest of the world, reduced to red dust. Among the survivors are our protagonists, Reggie and Sam, two sisters who now find themselves navigating a desolate Los Angeles, filmed with zombified remnants of the populations and mincing scientists with sinister agendas. Night of the Comet, released in 1984, is a time capsule of the 80s pop culture and fashion. From big hair and neon-colored outfits to arcade games and synthesizer-heavy music, the film unapologetically immerses itself in the zeitgeist of the era. The result is a visually striking and nostalgically charged experience that, while undoubtedly dated, elicits both laughters and admiration for the boldness of its stylistic choices. One of Night of the Comet's standout features is its dialogue, a curious blend of cheesy one-liners and surprisingly witty banter. The script, penned by Tom Eberhardt, embraces the film's B-movie status with open arms, delivering lines that are both cringeworthy and endearing. Reggie and Sam, in particular, showcase a sibling dynamic that oscillates between sarcastic quips and genuine affection. It's this mix of humor and heart that elevates the film beyond mere campiness. Night of the Comet is not your typical post-apocalyptic tale. The zombie-like creatures that roam the deserted streets add a touch of horror, but the film's true villains are the scientists from a shady government organization. Led by the enigmatic Dr. Carter, these characters inject a dose of conspiracy and intrigue into the narrative. The blend of classic horror elements with government conspiracy tropes creates a narrative that keeps the audience engaged, even if the execution occasionally falters. In an unexpected turn from an 80s B-movie, Night of the Comet places strong, independent women at its forefront. Reggie and Sam are not damsels in distress, but rather resilient protagonists who take charge of their own destinies. Their journey through the apocalypse is not just a fight for survival, but a quest for agency in a world turned upside down. This feminist twist adds a layer of depth to the film, transforming it into more than just a quirky, apocalyptic romp. it wouldn't be a review of a so bad it's good movie without addressing the less than stellar aspects. None of the Comet's low budget origins are evident in its occasionally lackluster special effects and uneven cinematography. The Comet itself, for example, appears more like a shiny disco ball than a cosmic threat. Yet, it's precisely these shortcomings that contribute to the film's charm, inviting the audience to revel in its imperfections rather than dismiss them. Night of the Comet is a cinematic oddity that thrives on its own eccentricities. It's a film that refuses to be pigeonholed, seamlessly blending humor, horror, and the 80s nostalgia into delightful, if not bewildering, concoction. While some may dismiss it as a cosmic gaffe, others will recognize its unique charm, a charm that only grows with each passing decade. In the grand scheme of cinema, Night of the Comet may not be a masterpiece, but it undeniably earns its place among the pantheon of so bad it's good classics. With a mix of humor, nostalgia, and unexpected feminist undertones, the film transcends its budgetary limitations to become a cosmic gem for those who appreciate the quirky side of cinema. So, grab your popcorn, embrace the neon, and join Reggie and Sam on their apocalyptic adventure. It's a journey that, despite its flaws, is well worth taking. Therefore, I give Night of the Comet a 7 out of 10. And there you have it. Folks, another cosmic journey through the B-movie universe. Night of the Comet has left us with more questions than answers. Like, can I survive the apocalypse with just a shopping cart and a can of hairspray? As we wrap up this interstellar adventure, remember, life's too short to take bad movies too seriously. So, next time you find yourself facing the end of the world, just channel your inner Valley Girl and say, as if. Special thanks to our listeners for joining us on this wild ride. We appreciate you tuning in, even if you're doing it from your underground bunker or your spaceship in another galaxy. And, of course, a huge shout out to our sponsor, Cosmic Comb-Overs, because when the dust settles, your hair should look out of this world fabulous. Before we go, a quick reminder to follow us on social media. We're everywhere, just like those pesky killer robots in the movies. And hey, if you enjoy the show, leave us a review. It's the only way we know you're not secretly a podcaster eating alien in disguise. Until next time, remember, in the vast expanse of B-movies, there's always a gem waiting to be discovered. So, keep your eyes on the screen, your popcorn's close, and never forget the best movies are often found in the strangest corners of the galaxy. This is Brian, signing off from the B-movie Bliss spaceship. Stay blissful, stay bizarre, and most importantly, stay entertained. Good night, space cadets.